Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Time to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what kind of divine messages we are going to get for today on Morning with Jesus. And here to introduce herself is my co-hostess, the magical DC Love.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Barbara. This is the magical DC Love. It is always an honor to be here and to be in your company, Barbara. And my journey started off in a crazy kind of way. I resonate with crazy. I had cookies flying off a countertop, and people will say, what do you mean cookies? Sugar cookies. Big, big sugar cookies with delicious sprinkles. They flew off my kitchen countertop onto my floor. My cell phone began to text me, and Spirit was sitting on me to get my attention. So, of course, I didn't listen to the little nudges, and now I had no other choice but to listen. And this propelled me onto the amazing path that I'm on today. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine soul healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, a seer, an angelic life coach. I'm a dream interpreter, an animal communicator. Formerly, I was a law enforcement officer. And some of the education that I received for this part of my journey was not received in a conventional manner. I've traveled really far. I've traveled to heaven. Sometimes I was there visiting loved ones, but other times I was attending schools of higher learning. And I don't think they get much higher than that. It helps me to see things from a heavenly vantage point. This is where my channeling began, where I first connected with Jesus, Mother Mary, and where I discovered higher levels of consciousness and healing on a soul's level. It was all sudden. It was unexpected. It changed the course of my life forever. I discovered I do have a really strong connection with Spirit. Since then, I've never looked back. I continue to serve and protect, but I've traded in my 357, and I now offer angelic love instead. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my beautiful in-spirit dog, Ginger, and we can't forget the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. It's hard to just, you know, keep it together when I say her name. But my journey has been anything but normal, and I wouldn't have it any other way because I think normal is boring anyway. I've taken my abilities now to radio, and this really helps me to access even an even wider audience. And just bringing my unique, you know, brand of messages and healing to everyone. But love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to. Good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, an innate releasing practitioner, a conscious channel, a spiritual healer, a speaker, an author, and a thousand and one other things. It's interesting as you go down this path of living your purpose, you accumulate a lot of knowledge. And a lot of new abilities, and you open up to your gifts. And that's one thing I love about the work that I do. I always wanted to not just talk to people and, you know, help them see what they did wrong in the past or things like that. I wanted to be able to help them to make changes in the moment, to bring joy into their life. In that moment, no matter what it was that they were dealing with. And that's kind of my goal in life, is to open people up to joy, open myself up to joy, and to experience joy in my everyday life. It's not something that I have to put off or wait until the time is exactly right. I can be joyous right now, and so can you. And so I help men and women of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. Because we are each actually so much more than we believe that we are. And when we learn how to change the energies, that are affecting us, change how we relate to our past, to our friends, to our families, to whomever it is, then everything changes. And I found that the most important thing is self-love. And that's one of the things that most people have the most problems with, because they were taught to actually criticize themselves, to actually try to figure out what it is that they need to change in order to get other people to do what it is they want them to do. It's funny how we've been taught that the focus of our lives is not actually us, it's everyone else. But it's bringing yourself back into alignment with the focus on you. It's allowing yourself to be happy and to love yourself. So that's what I do now, and you can learn more about me or DC Love by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com and click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page and you will see Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's Facebook page, and that's one of the ways you can find it. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. There is lots and lots of information there, and you may just find what you've been looking for. So now it's time for us to hear some messages. So DC, what do you have for us?
Okay, well, the first thing that I have, Barbara, okay, let's see here. As you were talking about, you know, self-love and loving yourself, that's what I had gotten this morning. That was, you know, like one of the messages that I was hearing, that everybody has to really remember the most beautiful thing. And it's the greatest gift of all, learning to love yourself. So, you know, until you can love yourself, you're not going to have the love that you're looking for. So that is so, so amazingly, you know, spot on. And that was what I was getting. And Whitney Houston is saying, you know, I will always love you to all of us. So she was just saying, Barbie, you're doing a great job. And she's, you know, she's loving what you're doing, you know. She's loving what you're doing. And she's saying, you know, never walk in anyone's shadow. And I, you know what? I don't think that we're walking in anyone's shadow, Barbara.
I don't think
that's the way we do things, you know, and what we're doing, I don't think that's ever going to be a problem. But with that being said, excuse me, I have a little prayer. It's entitled Infinite Blessings. And it was written by Rosemary Hurwitz, I believe. Dear angels, thank you for being messengers of God, and thank you for showing me how to connect with my divine within. For my eyes to see and my ears to hear and my heart to feel and my mind to know and my belly to receive your precious and often whispered messages of wisdom, hope, love, caution, or urgency. Thank you for your constant healing presence and the many ways you teach me balance. And when I fail to connect with you, when distraction comes between us, help me to remember I need only breathe into my faith that you are here beside me. When I find myself in deeper waters of my consciousness, let me pass through any fear and know that your messages of truth will always point me to more love and freedom. Continue to lead me in guiding others in all that I do and say, and help me to show my family, my friends, and even strangers by example how available to us you always are. And so it is. Amen. I thought that was just a beautiful, beautiful little prayer to start off with, and we have Mother Mary coming in now. Good morning, beloveds. It is I, Mother Mary, who come before you today to help you to heal with my divine healing presence. I do not come alone. I am joined by the beautiful goddess Kuan Yin. She too is here, and we are here to share with you the energy of compassion and mercy. Kuan Yin has lived through many, many lifetimes on Earth, and is known for bringing miracles. And we are here to address your concerns, whether they are physical, mental, emotional, or maybe spiritual. And we offer a miraculous healing that is filled with unconditional love, regardless of your religious or even your spiritual background. Beloveds, close your eyes and begin to breathe slowly, taking in a few deep life force breaths. Breathe in this radiant, loving energy. Set an intention to connect with the divine feminine, balancing your male and female energy. On the out breath, release the tension that you're having, the stress, the dis-ease, as well as any negative energy that has been stored within. You now become aware that all that no longer serves you is actually fading away. All energy that has blocked you in the past, that fades as well. And on each in-breath, you feel love, such beautiful, beautiful love and peace, replacing those negative energies. A sense of stillness comes over you. As you notice your heart center, it is now expanding and filling with more and more love and divine joy. Beloveds, you are enlightened, you are inspired and uplifted. All emotional burdens are being released. You feel a beautiful healing light that penetrates every fiber of your being, and you radiate now with God's love and glory. You place your hands on your heart and you feel your heart overflowing. You breathe in and you embrace the love and the light that surround you. Mother Mary and Kuan Yin, they hold you in their loving embrace. A beautiful white rose is placed within your heart. Kuan Yin helps you to change your frequency of love as she places beautiful rays of pink and green colors within your heart, helping you to have compassion and love for yourself and everyone who witnesses your divine energy. You are now in the frequency of unconditional love and will remain there always. You are now able to see every living being through the eyes of divine love. Your heart now radiates with love and light so brightly that you now shine on those near and far. And as your heart beats, love radiates outwards and surrounds everyone with the energy of love. Beloveds, you are a sacred source of divine love that is here right now to heal our beautiful planet. I love you. I love you. I love you. Mother Mary. Wow, I just trying to come back from all that energy, Barbara.
Wow.
It feels so, so beautiful. So beautiful. Whew, I got to catch my breath here. Okay, so Archangel Zadkiel is coming in. His name means the grace of God, and he's here with us all. And he's saying, good morning, beloveds. Call upon me to help you remember your divine spiritual identity. I've also been called the angel of memory. If you can't remember where you put something, or you need to remember someone's name, or you would just like to shift your focus from negativity to positivity, I can help you. As well, if you are recalling too many painful memories, I will intervene on your behalf, and I can clear those memories out of your memory bank. I will help you to focus on all the beautiful moments in your life, and I can help you to connect with your inner light and help you to live your life from the lighter side as you take responsibility for all your own happiness. I am also known as the Archangel of Compassion. I will help you balance divine love and compassion, as well as helping you to heal from any pain that you are experiencing and be able to move forward, living a happier, healthier life. Beloveds, do not be afraid to call upon me when you need help to let go in an abusive relationship. I will hold your hand as you release any resentment that you are harboring. Moving on from pain can be easier via the process of forgiveness. Forgiveness is a great healer. Also, I can help if you need to forgive yourself. I will call upon the violet flame of Saint Germain, and Saint Germain and I will be there, and he will cleanse, transmute, and purify any dense negative energy into pure light. Beloveds, you will have the healing within your body, your mind, and your soul. I can assist you as well in freeing yourself of negative karma and healing any negativity related to past lives. If you are seeking to develop yourself on a spiritual level, just call upon me. I will be there to assist you. I can help with clairaudience, which means being able to receive messages through spirit. Your spiritual skills are a divine gift, and allow me to help you develop them, accelerating spiritual growth as you gain confidence and make a difference in your life and then the lives of others. If you need more time to connect with that beautiful inner child, as well maybe nurturing yourself, please call upon me for assistance and allow me to help you, as we will invite your beautiful inner child to come out to play. You know, it is very important to nurture your own inner child. It is not only fun, but it can bring about great emotional healing as well. Please, call upon me whenever you need help, and I will assist you in miraculous ways, whether it is gaining confidence to make major life changes or maybe helping you to create the life of your dreams. Beloveds, know that I am here. I am waiting to assist you. I will guide you as you fulfill your life's purpose. It is my mission to help you discover the divine that is within you, bringing forth the wisdom and the guidance that are needed, and this will help to increase your spiritual growth and free yourself of any perceived limitations. Beloveds, good morning. I am Archangel Zadkiel. And those are my messages for today, Barbara.
Wonderful. Thank you, DC. And now let's hear what Jesus wants to say to us right now. All right, here we go. Good morning, my beloveds. I send to each of you peace, love, and that wonderful knowing that you are supported, guided, and secure in your life as you journey to understand and discover the path that is right for you. We are always with you, always. And there is never a time when you are going it alone. Even though there are times when you believe that you have to be going it alone because, and the because is whatever reasons you are thinking up, but you are never alone. It's actually impossible for you to be alone because you are one with the Creator, and the Creator is within you, and you are within the Creator, and that is a connection that never ends, not ever. So you are never alone. You are always supported. You are always guided. You are always loved. Go within yourself and find that connection. For some of you, it has been so long that it is a barely evident flickering flame. And for some of you, you are so connected and so involved in your own evolution, but for you it's more like a bonfire that is within you. But it doesn't matter whether it's the barely flickering flame or it's a huge bonfire, you are connected. And the more you open up to that connection, the more you allow the energy of that connection, the more you receive. Because it's about you being open to receive it. And if you are so shut down and you are saying, no, I am alone, no one is there to help me, no one can help me, then you are actually pushing away what you are looking for. Allow yourself to open up to receive. Allow yourself to open up to receive the love and the guidance that is there for you. Allow yourself to open up so that God can provide for you. Allow yourself to open up so that you can see and experience and utilize your gifts. Because each and every one of you has a wide variety of gifts. It's not like you just get one. You actually get hundreds of them. Start opening up to all of that. Start opening up to your life. You are not just some little fragile human here to live your existence for 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years, or even maybe 1 or 2 years for some of you. That's not the extent of who you are. You are an eternal being of light. You never die. Yes, you move from one physical body to another, But you, the essence of you, never dies. And that means that those that you know in your family, your friends, your loves, whoever they are, if they have left the physical plane, they have not died. They are still very much alive. And they are with you, and they talk to you, and they listen to you, and you are connected with them. And if you open up to that connection, you can experience it more and more. There's so much more to life than you've ever imagined. It's time for you to open up to the fullness of who you are. And we are here to help you. Simply call on us. We are always here for you. Always. Okay, that's what he wanted to share.
Oh, what a message for today, Barbara. Thank you. That was amazing. Totally amazing.
Yes, totally. And hopefully people will take him up on it and start talking to him more. And Jesus really is here for you. It's not a matter of him saving you from damnation. It's a matter of he's here for you to talk to help you, to make your life better. Okay, we have come to the part of the call.
Thanks. He's even here on holidays.
Yes.
For those of you that, you know, holidays, or nighttime, daytime, he's here for you anytime that you need him. So it doesn't matter if it's a holiday or, you know, or you think that maybe, you know, he has certain hours. He has 24-hour day service.
That's right. He exists in a realm where there is no time, so don't put time limitations on him.
Yes.
Okay. So now we will answer questions that people have, so feel free to call in, and the number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And don't forget to press the number 1 when you call so that we know you want to talk to us. And now we will go to our first caller from area code 951. Let's see if this is Nathaniel.
Good morning. Thanks for all that interjection there.
Oh, good morning, Nathaniel.
Hi.
How's your new place? How's the new place working out?
It's so quiet and peaceful outside. There's some chimes that go off. I don't hear any like traffic or anything. It's really still. The owner is out of state, and his son is, he stays somewhere far away overnight with his girlfriend, and there's one other guy from Egypt here that's really nice. And he's upstairs. So
wow. Amazing.
It's really nice. A senior apartment came through yesterday for cheaper, but, you know, I would have to pay probably another $100 for garage and, you know, more for internet and other stuff. So I'm happier here because there's a lot of people packed in the senior place, you know.
Yeah, I don't feel like you would have the emotional freedom at the other place, Nathaniel.
Yeah.
I just feel like it would be draining, you know, to go to the other place. But I feel like, you know, you have the ability to bring in more money. So you've got it. What you have, though, you do have like a little bit, believe it or not, you have a little bit of an emotional attachment to money, Nathaniel.
Uh-huh.
So, as we know, money is another word for energy. It's another word for love. So you've got to change your relationship with that word, okay?
Okay,
how have you been doing health-wise?
Health-wise?
I think
pretty good. I don't see any problems.
Okay. I do feel like you need a little healing, and the healing is, like I said, there's one of the issues is your relationship with money, and another issue is you honoring yourself, okay?
Sure.
You've really got to, you know, you've got to honor yourself. And Nathaniel, you know, you've got to put yourself first, you know, and you have the ability, you know, to do whatever it is that you're wanting to do. I know from, you know, your past residence, the energy was not that great, and it sort of made you feel like you were a victim. But you're not in that energy any longer, okay?
Okay.
So you have the ability, you know, to go forward, but there's still a little bit of you that's holding on to that, the energy of the old place. And as we know, all you have to do is relax and, you know, let go and let God. Because when you do, you're going to see there's going to be doorways opening to you. There's things that you've been, you know, thinking about, contemplating, and, you know, at the right divine time, these doors will open. But we do want you to be in the right, you know, state of mind so that you could notice the doors, okay, and really have, you know, everything that you're wanting. So what I'm getting is the angels are saying, Nathaniel, you sort of have to step out of your own way. You've got to, you know, the angels have a beautiful gold box before you, and they're saying, beloved Nathaniel, give us your fears, give us your worries, and do not worry about anything. You've got to trust in, you know, the divine and the love that is there for you. So I do feel like, you know, there's a couple different areas that we have to work on today, and I think a little bit of a healing is going to be awesome. Are you up for it?
Sure. I'm kind of just woke up, but it's so peaceful outside. I'm so happy.
Beautiful. Well, you're in a great place to start healing. It's a beautiful atmosphere for your beautiful, sensitive nature. Barbara?
Okay, Nathaniel, we are going to do some of those wonderful dear innate statements, so here we go.
All right.
Dear innate, I release the past.
Dear innate, I release the past.
Dear innate, I release my brother's house.
Dear innate, I release my brother's house.
Dear innate, I release all attachments to my brother's house.
Dear innate, I release all attachments to my brother's house.
Dear innate, I open up to living here now.
Dear innate, I open up to living here now.
Dear innate, I am moving forward in my life.
Dear innate, I am moving forward in my life.
Dear innate, I am accepting the gifts that God is giving to me.
Dear innate, I am accepting the gift that God has given me.
Dear innate, I know that I am more.
Dear innate, I know that I am more.
Dear innate, I release all attachments to being a victim.
Dear innate, I release all attachments to being a victim.
Dear innate, I am powerful.
Dear innate, I am powerful.
Dear innate, I am gifted.
Dear innate, I am gifted.
Dear innate, I clear the energy of money.
Dear innate, I clear the energy of money.
Dear innate, I open up to allowing love in my life.
Dear innate, I open up to having love in my life.
Dear innate, I accept who I am.
Dear innate, I accept who I am.
Dear innate, I have time for me.
Dear innate, I have time for me.
Dear innate, my life gets better and better.
Dear innate, my life gets better and better.
Dear innate, I always see the beauty around me.
hear a name, I always see the beauty around me.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Better. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, they're saying your life is going to get better and better, so, you know, have fun.
Yeah. Okay, thanks. Thank you both. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Goodness, Barbara, what a way to start the day. What a way to start the day with an amazing healing. My goodness, that is so awesome.
Yes, it feels so good. All right, well, that was our only caller.
Wow. Well, what a beautiful caller and what a beautiful healing. That's okay. It was still beautiful.
Yes,
very, very cool.
At all about the caller. or any of the experience so far. Let's see. Are you getting any message that they want to share with everyone else?
Let me see here. Okay, let's see. Okay, even like with Nathaniel, I feel like he went through, you know, a lot, like living in his situation, and others have been through that as well, Barbara. So, you know, on a spiritual level, it does affect our chakras. And then we end up having blockages. So, you know, depending on the personal experience, that would relate to the chakra that has been, you know, involved in this situation. And when we think about the root chakra, that, you know, that is where we have our sense of belonging, our self, our self-identity. The sacral chakra, that would be your personal power. The solar plexus chakra, your self-esteem. And to really have, like, healthy boundaries, our beautiful heart chakra. And, you know, that's where we, you know, get that sense of unconditional love. And our throat chakra, at times, you know, we've been through, like, you know, different people have been through things, and you're really, like, sort of afraid to speak your truth. It's just really hard. So, be mindful if you feel like you've gone through something. You know, don't be afraid to call in. And with Archangel Michael, we can go through all of those chakras, you know, really fast and have them, you know, back into alignment and spinning properly, have the right color. So, Barbara, are you able to connect now with Archangel Michael and just do a chakra cleaning for everyone that is listening now as well as those who will listen in the future? And I have a beautiful statement for everyone. I accept the moment as it is, and I release anything I do not have the power to change. So at that time, are you able to connect with Archangel Michael, Barbara, and just do a general cleansing clearing?
Sure, he is more than happy to do that. So the way this works is all you have to do is say, Archangel Michael, I'd like my chakras cleared. Now, if you are just listening to this recording, then all you have to say is yes. Okay. But anytime you can say, Archangel Michael, I would like to have my chakras cleared. And when you do that, he immediately begins to pour in that wonderful chakra cleaner down through your crown chakra and have it go down through all of your chakras. Letting myself feel it. And it goes down and it clears whatever needs to be cleared from each and every one of your chakras. And all you need to do is just take a moment and just breathe and allow it to flow through you, knowing that it is doing what is for your highest good, because that is what he does. And I keep hearing the phrase, now is the time, this is the place. And I'm not sure if that applies to everybody or one person in particular, but if that's meant for you and you know it, then please accept it, because now is the time and this is the place. So I guess if you've been putting off something in your life thinking, well, when I figure out the right time and the right place, well, now is the time. This is the place. And just allow what needs to be right now. And don't fight it, and don't worry about it, and don't doubt it. Just let it go. And let yourself be cleared. And just breathe. Okay. All right. And come back to the here and now.
That was absolutely amazing. Go ahead.
Yes. No, I was just saying the chakra thing is done, so, you know, if there's anything else.
Okay, let me just see. Okay. Let me see if they're bringing anything forward before we... Okay. Okay, so the message that I read earlier was from Archangel Zadkiel. And he just wants to remind everybody to just, you know, like really enjoy every moment that you have. Because each are, you know, so, so amazing, so precious. And, you know, stop thinking about the past. You know, and things that maybe didn't go right and wish, you know, the things that you wish to change. Because you've got to realize, you know, we're in the present and that's all we truly have is the, you know, the moment in front of us. So worrying about the past does nothing but, you know, take up precious time of the future, the present and the future. Okay? You know, don't worry. Okay. Let go and let God. Worry doesn't serve us. And Archangel Zadkiel is saying, you know, I am here, beloveds, I'm still here during the show, and I will help you to go through anything that you are afraid to go through, and I will help you to let go of it as well. And, beloveds, you have to know that, as Barbara said, you are never alone, and I'm always watching over you. And we're going to thank, you know, Archangel Zadkiel for the guidance that he offers us and healing, and he's here to help us to go forward if we're looking for abundance as well. So he wanted to come in and he wanted to give that message as well, Barbara.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to all the divine beings who are part of this show, who give us all the wonderful messages and the healing and helping people to open up and to be alive. It's just so wonderful.
Yes. Yeah. It is. It's truly amazing, and it's truly beautiful. And I do try now as best I can, Barbara, to always get out of my own way, because when we're in our own way, it just does nothing but slows us down. You know.
Yeah, that is so true. But we love to get in our own way. So they're saying, do a statement.
Yeah,
okay.
So I'm getting better at it. I'm not 100%. Yep. Go ahead.
Dear Innate, I release the need to get in my own way. And dear Innate, even though I don't know how, I accept that I do not need to get in my own way.
Beautiful.
So hopefully that will assist others in letting go of the need to micromanage your own life, because you really don't need to. And there's so much more to you than what your brain can come up with. So stop thinking that your brain knows all the answers, because it doesn't. It wasn't designed to. So just let that go and start trusting more in your heart, in your guidance, in the truth of who you are. Because you are not just a brain.
And And Barbara, Ginger is coming in and telling everyone, Ginger is saying, you know what, guys, being calm is a superpower. And I truly believe that. That is a superpower, Barbara. Being calm. And she's saying, you know what, I've listened to the show. I didn't want to interrupt or anything. But she's saying, you know what, you've got to make sure you love yourself, even the darkest parts of yourself that you feel are not lovable. And realize that, you know, you are loved. Ask the divine to show you, and they will show you how they see you. And realize that you are growing and evolving every day, and every day you're just doing the best that you can do.
Yes, and it's even those darkest parts that get in our way.
Yes. And, I mean, we're living we're souls living an earthly lifetime, and it's not that hard to get overwhelmed, Barbara.
No.
So Ginger's saying, you know, find that little space that's just yours where it's nice and quiet. Get into that, you know, that calm space. And, you know, as Barbara said, if you need to cleanse anything, call in Archangel Michael. But you really need to recharge your energy, especially now, you know, through this Mercury retrograde period. You know, you may feel like you have to do things, but you've got to make sure that you refuel yourself first before you try to help someone else. So don't forget to recharge before you want to go forward and help someone else. And that's true. You can't go on a road trip on an empty tank of gas. How far do you think you're going to get?
Yes, definitely. And you can simply say, dear innate, I choose to recharge. And let yourself experience it.
That is so, so true. Well, I hope, you know, the words of wisdom, you know, have helped everyone, Ginger saying, and the beautiful angelic and divine messages. And I think they have, and a couple healings as well. So I think we've done a great job. But Mother Mary is saying, please, beloveds, make sure that you nurture yourself. Take care of you.
We do have
one
more
question. And I truly believe. Okay.
And this question is from Jennifer, and her question is, did she make the right decision in breaking up with her boyfriend?
Okay. Well, I'm sure, Jennifer, that you have an idea. I'm sure you know, why you did it. And Ginger is saying, girlfriend, I'm giving you a thumbs up. And she's saying, you know, on a subconscious level, you felt, you know, that there was something not right. And she's saying, honor those innermost feelings. So she's saying, you know, be kind to yourself right now. Love yourself first, of course. What is she saying? Yeah, I'm getting like that the relationship was not, you know, for her best interest, Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
Is what I'm being shown. So she, you know, if she didn't really feel it on a physical level, she felt it on different levels. And now's the time to just, like, you know, concentrate on you and, you know, think about what it is you're wanting, because Ginger is showing me, you know, when you're happy with yourself, then you're going to see that all the other, you know, parts of your life are going to reflect that happiness. And that's when you attract, you know, the perfect person, you know, the one that you're supposed to be with. So make sure that you're loving yourself and put out that loving vibration, okay? And, you know, there's not a race. It's not a race. You don't have to rush into love. So please, whatever you do, do not rush into love, okay? Okay? And Ginger's saying, girlfriend, I have confidence in you. I know you can make the right decisions. You can make the right choices in regard to your long-term happiness. And she's saying, I'm seeing some good stuff coming into the future. Okay? So, you know, work on you a little bit. Take some time to, you know, to get to know yourself, you know, a little bit more. And I'm getting something that starts off, like, really casually could turn into something even more. Ginger's suggesting that, you know, make sure you get out a little bit more. She's feeling that you haven't socialized enough, and she's saying things are getting better, okay? So she's saying, please, you know, believe that things are going to, you know, they're going to get better for you, and you're going to find the person you're supposed to be with, okay? Don't be afraid to be open and receptive. She's saying express yourself positively, enthusiastically, and she's saying, you know, everything is going to work out for your highest and best, and you've got to believe that, and she's saying you've got to affirm that and really feel it, okay? She's saying, girlfriend, you are fun-loving, you're sincere. She's saying, I really love your personality, and she's saying, you're going to have a beautiful relationship with someone who has beautiful energy like you, that's outgoing, that's loyal. She's saying, but you've got to, you know, you've got to believe it, and then you're going to see it. So visualize what you're wanting. Feel that love that's going to be there. Feel that happy and long-lasting relationship. And don't forget, what you put out to the, you know, universe is what you're creating. So why not create, you know, a positive, you know, vibration, and that's going to bring in all that you're wanting. And Barbara, that's what I have. And Ginger, she's the one that gave the reading.
Okay. And Jennifer, I'm getting that it was important for you to release what was in order to move into what will be. That's an important part of change. So it's by letting go that we actually open up to having more, to having something even more profound come into our lives. And they're showing that there are some incredible things coming into your life. So they want you to do a few clearing statements. DC, if you will repeat after me for Jennifer, and Jennifer, you can repeat where you are. Okay, here we go. Dear Innate, I release my past relationship.
Dear Innate, I release my past relationship.
Dear Innate, I open up to love.
Dear Innate, I open up to love.
Dear Innate, I know my life is getting better.
Dear Innate, I know that my life is getting better.
Dear Innate, I open my heart to loving myself.
Dear Innate, I open my heart to loving myself.
Dear Innate, I allow myself to be the most important person in my life.
Dear Innate, I allow myself to be the most important person in my life.
Dear Innate, I cut all ties to my past relationship.
Dear Innate, I cut all ties to my past relationship.
Dear Innate, I allow my life to get better and better.
Dear Innate, I allow my life to get better and better.
Dear Innate, I allow myself to know what is for my highest good.
Dear Innate, I allow myself to know what is for my highest good.
Dear Innate, I am moving forward in my life.
Dear Innate, I am moving forward in my life.
Dear Innate, I deserve the best.
Dear Innate, I deserve the best.
And just take a nice deep breath. And let yourself feel that new energy.
Yes.
Ooh. So all kinds of stuff floating out of your head. Okay.
I just feel like I did that, though, Barbara. Ginger just showed me this beautiful rainbow, and underneath the rainbow is this perfect person coming towards her. So it just feels, like, really amazing. Okay. And I'm just getting Ginger saying she sort of got to rethink what she's looking for, though. That's, like, one of the things that has to happen. She's got to, you know, like, really rethink about relationships. So I don't know if we cleared everything.
Well, one of the things I want everyone to be aware of, but you in particular, Jennifer, is that the characteristics that we look for in others, make sure you have them too, because that's how you attract someone who has those characteristics. So make sure that you are not looking for someone to complete you, that you are seeing yourself as complete. And it's more like you are this delicious cake and you're looking for the frosting. And even without the frosting, you're still this complete, delicious cake. So make sure that you have what you're looking for instead of looking for
and
someone
Barb, I'm
to complete
getting,
you.
She may actually meet someone that is a lot of fun and likes to have a good time. But Ginger's saying you got to watch because this is not going to be the person that's going to want that loving relationship. So she's
yeah.
saying wait for the right person, and she's showing me a broom. And when I get the, you know, the image of a broom, that there is going to be someone that comes along that's going to sweep her off of her feet. So this is a time to really explore your feelings in regard to love is what I'm getting. You know, but just, you know, take time. It's not a race. You've got to really take time to really get, you know, exactly what you're wanting. And Ginger's showing me there might be someone coming along that may be a little bit older than Jennifer. And this person is really organized and logical. And I'm getting Ginger saying, you know what, she may not be exactly attracted to this person in the very beginning. But give this person, you know, give this person a chance because, you know, you may see that things will grow in the direction you're looking for. It may not be, you know, like the attraction at first.
Okay, and
I'm getting, like, Ginger thing with her energy, like, she's ready to commit, Barbara. She's ready to go ahead and have, like, that kind of relationship, but you can't, like, you can't push forward and make it happen. Just, you know, do whatever you have to do. Get out with friends, have fun, and, you know, when you least expect it, love is going to come your way. So the
okay.
first person she meets, I think, is going to be a lot of fun, but it doesn't go beyond fun. And it's
so,
a good thing to have some fun. Right.
Yeah. But, Jennifer, you might want to, you know, add something other than just fun. Fun is great, but it's not everything. Okay, we have one more question in our chat room from Little Fairy, and she says, I'd be grateful for a message about the new job that I am joining this Thursday. This is just a temporary job as I'm actively looking for a better paying one.
Okay. Okay, Barbara, I just want to say, like, with the last caller, Jennifer, I don't feel like she's ready to, like, actually get back into the love scene. So getting out and having some fun and some lighthearted times is a good way to start off. I think she's got to rethink, like, everything that she's thinking about. So fun, you know, fun is a good thing to just get ready before you want to, you know, really to jump into the deep water. Little Fairy, where have you been? My goodness. We missed you. I am getting, Ginger showed me four-leaf clovers all around you. I'm getting, you know, there's going to be something big coming. I'm getting, you know, like a job, but I feel like the job may actually have an opportunity to travel. I'm also getting, Barbara, there's so much energy around, like, what she asked that I feel like the energy is so, so strong, it might even have to do with relocation. But this is your time, Little Fairy, to, you know, to really to change and to really go forward to what you are wanting. And I'm getting, you know, like Ginger's taking you to the casino. She's saying, Mom, I have not been, you know, really connecting too much with Little Fairy, so can I jump in? Go ahead. So I don't know if she gambles, Barbara, if Little Fairy likes to gamble, but what I'm doing now is I'm seeing Ginger and Little Fairy are at a casino. And she's saying, sit down, Little Fairy, sit down, Little Fairy. You don't want to play the penny machines. Let's play the dollar machines. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's, you know, that's a little scary, Ginger. But she said, don't worry, Mom. So she's given Little Fairy three beautiful silver coins. She's saying, come on, Little Fairy, put the first coin in. And, you know, then the second coin, you know, then the third coin. She's saying, for the first coin, we're going to pull the lever. And, oh, my gosh, all I see is dollar signs. And then she's showing me, come on, Little Fairy, put, you know, and the second coin, pull the lever. And again, I see dollar signs. She's saying, come on, you have one more coin, little fairy, throw it in there. Little fairy puts it in, she pulls the lever, and Barbara, I'm getting like the $3 signs. And Ginger is showing me all these silver coins are falling out of the machine. So she's saying, little fairy, you make sure that you're dreaming big enough. You are going to have success. You're going to have financial security. There may be some fame involved. She's saying, really make sure that you're dreaming big enough. There's prosperity all around you. There's going to be opportunities. There's going to be so much. So I don't know if little fairy, like what she was talking about, I don't know if she's thinking about anything as big as Ginger is seeing. But what I'm getting, Barbara, she needs a little bit of a healing before she can go forward. Money is like an energy that little fairy is sort of like afraid of. When she hears the word money, thinks about the word money, it brings in frustration. I don't know if, you know, like she's having a hard time, maybe she's spending a little too much, but there's something like with the balance of money, it's a little bit off. Because I feel like, you know, little fairy is saying, you know, like her higher self is saying, I don't have enough financial prosperity. And this is causing me frustration. I don't feel like I've achieved what I want to achieve, and I want it now. So I'm getting a little bit more patience, a little bit more perseverance. And, of course, as Ginger says, the universe always matches your vibration. So you've got to be grateful and put out there whatever it is you are wanting. And the universe is going to bring it to you. So that's what Ginger is showing me. Like I said, she needs a healing, Barbara, in regard to her relationship basically with money.
Okay. All right, DC, you get to repeat after me. Dear Innate, I clear the energy of money.
Dear Innate, I clear the energy of money.
Dear Innate, I clear my relationship with money.
Dear Innate, I clear my relationship with money.
Dear Innate, I release all of my old ties to money.
Dear Innate, I release all of my old ties to money.
Dear Innate, I release all the ways that money brings me down.
Dear Innate, I release all the ways that money brings me down.
Dear Innate, I release any need to be a victim.
Dear Innate, I release any need to be a victim.
Dear Innate, I release any need to be abused.
Dear Innate, I release any need to be abused.
Dear Innate, I release all of the ways I think less of myself.
Dear Innate, I release all of the ways that I think less of myself.
Dear Innate, I release all of the beliefs that keep me from being equal.
Dear Innate, I release all of the beliefs that keep me from being equal.
Dear Innate, I open up to success.
Dear Innate, I open up to success.
Dear Innate, I welcome success.
Dear Innate, I welcome success.
Dear Innate, I release all the problems of failure.
Dear Innate, I release all the problems of failure.
Dear Innate, I am moving forward in my life.
Dear Innate, I am moving forward in my life.
Dear Innate, I open my heart and embrace myself.
Dear Innate, I open my heart and I embrace myself.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I let go of everything from the past.
Dear Innate, I let go of everything from the past.
Dear Innate, I let go of all of my past jobs.
Dear Innate, I let go of all of my past jobs.
Dear Innate, I let go of all of my past relationships.
Dear Innate, I let go of all of my past relationships.
Dear Innate, I forgive myself for not getting my life right.
Dear Innate, I forgive myself for not getting my life right.
Dear innate, I accept my forgiveness.
Dear innate, I accept my forgiveness.
Take a nice deep breath.
Ooh, Barbara, I just feel like when you said take a deep breath, I took a deep breath and I got a memory of something that may have happened in a relationship with her, you know, her partner. And Spirit is saying that memory may not be actually the reality of what happened. So there's something, you know, deep within her. Oh, this is, what's her name? This is about money. You know what, I don't know, like this person now that we have with us, little fairy, I got a glimpse of you and someone. So they say money and love are intertwined, right, Barbara?
They definitely can be, yes.
Okay, so I don't know why, little fairy, I got a glimpse of you and someone, and a bad memory came up. But I always like, you know, see, you know, people. I try to see like the whole picture, and when I, you know, see people and they're wondering about money, I often get glimpses of love, Barbara, because I see Christmas lights, and they feel like they're tangled, and I just got like there was an image of something with a memory of someone that she had, and it was just like not a good memory, and it was all like sort of twisted up, but it wasn't like the actual memory. So when you have relationships and you have money issues, they can become intertwined, and that's exactly what I was feeling. Okay, and I got, like, communication issues that involve her in her workplace as well as in relationships.
Okay, let's clear that
and
stuff out.
Yes.
Dear innate, I release the entanglement between love and money.
Dear innate, I release the entanglement between love and money.
Dear innate, I release any beliefs that I am not valuable enough to love.
Dear innate, I release
any belief that I am not valuable enough to love.
Dear innate, I release any beliefs that I am not valuable enough to be loved. Yes.
Dear innate, I release any fear of communicating my feelings.
Dear innate, I release any... There's some blockages, and I'm not even able to get like these statements. Barbara, can you repeat it?
I release any fear of communicating my needs.
Dear innate, I release any fear of communicating my needs. And as I was saying that, I was having obstacles and difficulties.
Dear innate, I forgive my parents for teaching me not to talk.
Dear innate, I forgive my parents for teaching me not to talk.
Dear innate, I forgive my parents for teaching me I have no value.
Dear innate, I forgive my parents for teaching me I have no value.
Dear innate, I forgive my parents for teaching me to be a victim.
Dear innate, I forgive my parents for teaching me to be a victim.
Dear innate, I forgive my parents for protecting me to the degree that they crippled me.
Dear innate, I forgive my parents for protecting me to the degree that they actually crippled me.
Dear innate, I forgive my parents for all the ways they hurt me.
Dear innate, I forgive my parents for all the ways that they have hurt me.
Dear innate, I forgive myself for listening to my parents.
Dear innate, I forgive myself for listening to my parents.
Dear innate, I let it all go.
Dear innate, I let it all go.
Okay, take another nice deep breath.
I feel better. Oh, my goodness. I feel renewed. I feel better. I feel lighthearted. Oh, my gosh, Barbara, yes. I could actually not even, like, clearly hear you saying what you said because of the obstacles and the different things that were there. It was really, really, like, heavy. And now I feel like it's gone. I mean, that was incredible. Incredible, incredible.
Wonderful. All right, little fairy, you're changing your life, so keep up the good work.
Yeah, and I feel like with little fairy, like, you know, like her family has had issues, you know, in all different areas, and it doesn't have to be her, you know, heredity where she receives, like, all that crap, you know. It's not, you know.
Yeah.
Because even when we have medical issues, you know, they say, you know, hereditary is one factor, but what you do is even stronger. So if your family has had issues in several areas, it doesn't mean that you have to take on that all that crap. It's really crazy. But she, you know, she's going to, you know, go forward now. And, oh, my gosh, I just feel wonderful. God bless her. Now I feel good. She's ready for new adventures is what I'm getting. And even new ways of thinking, Barbara. And spiritually, she's, like, on a good path now, too. She's ready to move forward in that direction as well.
Wonderful.
That feels amazing. That was like huge. The clearing today with her was, it wasn't small, it wasn't medium, it was huge. That was incredible, totally incredible.
Wonderful.
Wow, what a massive clearing. Wow. I feel like I could float, Barbara. So I hope little fairy is feeling the same way. I feel like I'm walking on sunshine. That's what Ginger's saying. Mom, you're walking on sunshine for little fairy. It feels good, little fairy. I hope you can feel what I feel. Oh, my God. It feels amazing.
Yes.
So what a big,
all
big.
Right.
Woo.
Yeah.
Is she able to respond, Barbara? Or is that, and that was sent.
She said thank you. I'm not sure she's able to respond now because technically our time is up, so I don't know how that affects the chat room. Although I did extend the time, but I have no idea what effect that has on anything.
Oh. So, well, it feels good, Barbara. It feels amazing. And little fairy, thank you for reconnecting with us. Stay in touch and let us know how the good stuff starts to unfold. That was a massive clearing. So what do you tell Barbara to people that have had a massive clearing like that? To drink a lot of water? Is there anything else?
Just pay attention to your body. If it says it's tired, lay down and rest, you know. Just pay attention to what you're being shown.
Yes.
And if anything comes
incredible.
Up, just let it go.
Yes. Oh, my goodness, yes. Well, thank you, Barbara. That, oh, my goodness. I aren't even touching the ground right now.
Well, wonderful. Then my work is done. DC is floating.
Yes, I'm floating, and I want to feel good.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
All right. Then that is our show for today. Thank you, everyone, for being a part of it. We love you all, and we are here for you. So we will be back on Thursday. We hope everyone has a wonderful couple of days, and we'll talk to you then. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.